time for Carla Rae's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty, Gossipy, Entertainment, Tabloid News.
Khloe Kardashian's newborn daughter already has 194,000 followers on Instagram.
How?
Jeez. I know, she was only born like 4 or 5 days ago. I think I got like 190. Man.
Somebody's sandbagging.
I think somebody's sandbagging is right. Well, they have a TV show.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Jeez. I mean, we got a radio show. Come on.
Wow.
Maybe because the baby's father told all of his mistresses to follow. Get out of here. Stop it. I'm here all week. Anyhow. Yeah, 194,000. I'm sure it's over that. I got to get on and check today. But yeah, it's her baby that's okay. 5 days old.
True.
True. It is true, Mike. And the baby's name is True. I got you there. Okay. I got you. Heather Locklear. Boy, this story could join the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Now, a source says that her people think it might be a good way for her to stay accountable and stay sober.
Oh.
Okay, have you seen any of the Real Housewives people? I don't know that that's the best way to stay sober, but all right. I don't know. We'll ask John Schaefer
just loves those shows, and why, I don't know. But.
Oh, my God, it's crazy. However, I might even watch if Heather was on. I might watch that. Roseanne Barr, she wants a pay raise.
Already?
Yep, to keep doing the show. Now, people are saying that she wasn't particularly excited about the return of the show.
Oh.
I thought she was. And Sarah Gilbert's the one who put the whole thing together, and she's one of the executive producers and all of that. Roseanne would be happy, they say, just at home, you know, just taking it easy, just growing her nuts in Hawaii. She wants a pay raise, and they say that she wants as much as $1 million an episode at this point. Yeah, you know what? You just might ruin a show doing that. So it's doing well still. But wow. And People Magazine, now they've changed the name of their most beautiful issue to The Beautiful Issue.
Mm-mm.
They don't want it to be a contest, they say. Pink made the cover of this issue, and she talked a little bit about it.
I laughed out loud. I immediately turned to whoever was in the room and said, "Did you ever think this was as good as it gets?" I feel more beautiful, and I've decided that for the whole week that the magazine is out, no one is allowed to look me directly in my eyes.
Good. I love her. That was on Ellen yesterday. I really do love Pink. I think she's an amazing person. I think her music is incredible. She's an amazing artist as well. Read up on her. If this is the only thing you read about her, read up on her. She is pretty incredible. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. They've got so many stages, so many venues. Why go anywhere else? K-K-K.